and surpassed, penetrating and perfect truth, is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. In the little series of talks that I've been doing recently, I've emphasized the importance of going into meditation without expectations, spiritually naked, leaving our hopes, our expectations, our fears, our blames, our self-judgment, our self-aggrandizement, leaving it all behind and just entering that place of meditation with the naive mind of a child. Great Master Dogen wrote, "When we wish to enlighten others, we are deluded. When all things teach and enlighten us, we are unenlightened." Well, if we think about it for a moment, who is better able to be taught by everything and everyone around it? Is it a person full of expectations, full of opinions, always seeking something for himself in every situation? Or is it someone with a childlike openness of mind and heart and a willingness to learn from others? And of course, if we are going to learn from others and from the naturally arising situations of our life, we have to be willing to see the good in others and the good in those situations. A good that may not initially be very obvious at all, but that might be a lot more obvious if we're not bringing a load of opinions and expectations along with us. Who is more able to learn from life? The person who thinks of himself or herself as wise and knowledgeable and able and competent, or the person who thinks of himself or herself as always a disciple being taught by others and by life? So it's better if one wishes to walk in the path that leads to enlightenment, which is a path along which one is being enlightened continually, to have that naive, humble mind and heart of a child, or that is childlike. Childlike mind and heart is not self-deprecating. To think and speak badly of oneself is not humility. It's a kind of reverse pride. After all, if I'm really not being prideful, I'm not assuming that I have the right to be a judge of myself, as well as not having the right to be the judge of others. So there is a middle path between pride and complacency, and self-judgment and inadequacy. Throughout these talks that I've been doing recently, as I'm doing the talks, I keep having this mental image of meditation as a kind of clearing in a jungle. I've mentioned this in one of the talks, but it's funny how it keeps coming up for me as I'm doing the talks. Kind of a clearing into which one can come, in which there's a kind of a spiritual relief from the pressures of the passions, the pressures of delusions and confusion, and where there is a sense of safety, where help can filter in to whatever need we bring with us into that clearing, in which there is a kind of freedom of natural movement. One can go where the wind of the eternal blows one, because one is not so much under the domination of the winds of greed, hate, and delusion. One thing that I've been thinking on this morning, which we're celebrating the Buddha's enlightenment, is how thankful I am that we were taught by a teacher who understood fully and in the deepest sense that Buddhism is a religion, and that the purpose of religion is to help us find that unborn and undying refuge that we all so long for, and within which lies the solution to all of our spiritual need. In these talks, I have emphasized the way in which the process of genuine spiritual transformation, a change of heart, the deepest level of our being, the way in which that conversion generates a great wealth of merit that can carry on into the distant future and be spread about by the eternal in many ways and for the benefit of many beings. We do not need to be attached to the creation of such merit in any way whatsoever. We can just trust that in simply doing our training, that merit is being generated. We don't have to worry about how it will be used. We can simply trust that the Eternal will make good use of it. Therefore, in truly doing our own training, not concerning ourselves with the training of others, but just doing our own training, it turns out that in fact, we are doing the best for ourselves, and especially in the long term, the best for others. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.